I tried logging in with the Zoom I used for this year. It didn't work for today.
Didn't? No, no, not the one. Oh, of course not the one from this one.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, rather. I thought you meant the regular sheet.
No, no. I did for this one, and it didn't work.
No, no, I didn't. No, of course this one's not going to work. This is a different one.
Oh.
You have call Eli. You have Elon's number. You have one of the guy's numbers.
No, I don't. I don't have his number.
I have it. I'll get it to you.
It's okay. You can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, but I don't want you to miss it. Did you get to? You should listen to the share.
Listen to it online. Yeah.
And the name of that country is Amri Bimarava.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, the library had it. Yeah.
Oh, what about the YU team? 50 shares. You heard about? Are you Rabbi? Are you...
Yeah, I'm not holding so much, but
this is a huge. The YU basketball team won 50 straight games. It's like a record for collegiate basketball. 50. Meaning that they haven't lost in 50 games. Meaning they won. They played Division III, but still, I mean, to have a 50 game streak, that's a record. And all. So they're playing tomorrow, you know, it's going to be on the Jewish television network or whatever.
Okay, I'll have to get to you tomorrow, Ari.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
University versus Illinois.
But it's on. You can listen to today's before. You should listen to today's first. Okay. Okay, everybody. We got some. We have something. Yeah, the Daniel chronogram is here. Yeah. Oh, there's the last one. Okay, everybody. Okay, so we're going to be continuing now with Graf Shalrei. Eventually, we're going to finish Graf Shalrei, so don't worry about it.
It's
the most.
Yeah, keep coming back to it.
Okay, so basically, the shy we want to talk about is getting rid of whatever's left on the table after a meal. You have bones on the plate, you have challah, you know, different things, crumbs, this. And how does that, you know, stim with the halacha of Graf Shalrei? Is it hetter to move all that stuff away besides Graf Shalrei or not?
Does it matter if it's Friday night or Shabbos? It's Friday night, you have the next meal on Shabbos.
Well, Friday night, see, you have, there was the two issues, the issue of Hachana, that's a separate issue. Maybe we'll talk about in Yoni Hachon eventually. But that's one. But then there's a Shaila Stama Mukhtza of you have the bones on the plate after you you finish the meal. And what if a person is peeling? What if somebody is peeling an egg, peeling so is there heter? So say he's peeling an egg. So then he has the eggshells on the table. So now it's a hard-boiled egg. He has the eggshells on the table. So now is there heter now to move the eggshells away and put it in the garbage?
Sorry from the Kalmo.
But this is Mukhtza Mamish. Mm-hmm. The Tzarech Mekomo is by a Kli Shemlach to listen. This is not a Kli, this is not a Kli Shemlach to listen. So the Gemara in Beitza, on Chafalof of Beis, it says, Amalei, Avachem Yidivta L'Avina, Levei Kigraf Shel Rei. In other words, this is the question. A person, you have to see the Gemara before. The line begins, Mezamnim is Hanochri b'Shabbos. You can invite a guy to come to your house for Shabbos. You know, it's interesting, even though Shabbos is only for Kal Yisrael. But still, you're allowed to invite the guy to come for Shabbos meal. Vein Mezamnim is Hanochri b'Yontif. Because Yontif, you're cooking. You're cooking for the Yidden. So once you cook for the Yidden, we're afraid you're going to cook extra for the Goy. So you're not allowed. But Shabbos, you're not cooking. So Shabbos is mut. But then the Gemara says that maybe there's a question for Shabbos also. Because the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, I'm a few of Shabbos nami lo. Mishim Shiure Kaisis. In other words, the guy was drinking wine, and now there's some residuals, you know, that he doesn't lick every last thing. So there's still Shirayim of the Kaisis in the wine, in the cup. So that maybe is a Shaila of Mukhtza. So you're going to move it away, you're going to violate Tiltul Mukhtza. So maybe there should be an Isser to invite a guy even for what? Even for Shabbos.
So used dishes themselves wouldn't be Mukhtza.
Say again?
Used dishes.
Used dishes.
Nothing left over. A cup, he drank it completely. It's only because there's Shirayim in the case.
Only Shirayim in the case, yeah. I thought you were asking about when you said use dishes. I thought you said use tissues.
No.
That's another shayla.
That's another shayla.
I've used tissues. Say you have. I'm far from speaking about this. Say you have dirty tissues, and then you put it in your pocket, and now you're going to go in the street. So is there heter to take it out? Obviously, you're not gonna do chutzah. But then the question is: so what's the heter to take it out of your pocket? Is it?
We can't use it anymore.
Yes, right. So let's see. So, but let's get back to this Gemara. So the Gemara says that Shiurei Kosis. So now the Gemara says later on the wide line here. Amalei, first wide line. Amalei Rav Achmi Difti Levi Kegraf Shel Rei. So let it be a Graf Shel Rei, the Shiurei Kosis, because it's mias to keep cups of drink on the table and just leave it there. That people drank from is bias. So therefore you should have the head of Graf Shel Rei. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're not going to have me, but I'm a lady. He owes a Graf Shel Rei like a tchila. But who says you're allowed to do, in other words, graf shel rei l'chatchila? Meaning, if a graf shel rei happens, if chveis, so it happens. But here, you're inviting the guy, and he's going to make a graf shel rei for you. Because he's going to drink, and there's going to, of course, there's going to be shirei kosis. So isn't that considered a graf shel rei l'chatchila? And a graf shel rei l'chatchila is...
Why does it have to be a nukri that you're inviting? Can say that about any guest, even with...
Oh, excellent question. So Rav asks, so what about a Jew? It's also a graf shel rei. Yeah, so it's an excellent question. What about how do you deal with your own stuff, your own family? So is that? But here you're bringing them in. You bring them in. You have full family. You have to be there. But here you're saying somebody. Yeah, in other words, you're inviting them.
They're bringing upon
himself.
The written house case. Did he have the right to go there? Did he have the right to go to the demonstration?
Yeah.
So he put himself in the book.
Yeah.
But the same thing should apply to Jewish guests. No?
But he's saying you bring upon yourself to have graf shel rei.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. Start. So, right. So part of it also, so the Gemara has before, let's see that question before, see, go further up. The line says, that's your question. What's the head of hell? Our stuff also. So we can give the stuff to the Tarnagol when we're finished. Did who Nami Chazul Tarnagol? No, did who? Isuri Hanan did it.
Wow.
But the wine is Isuri Hanan. So that's the word. It's Isuri Hanan. So then you have nothing you can do with it. The Jew, you can feed it to the birds. Time to go them, I guess. Your own stuff. To feed the birds, that's the whole discussion. Discussed this about whether you're allowed to feed something in Shabbos or Yontif that ain't mizunos. As Rav Shechter pointed out, there's a discussion in the poskim whether you can feed something ain't mizunos ha'alecha. But here, but the Tartagolim are probably your own Tartagolim. So therefore, you're going to feed your own Tartagolim. But it's not a problem because it's the Mutar Bahano. Oh, so the Shita Mechubetza, it's not the Shita Mechubetza here on page 2. So he says a big yisod about Oisin Graf Shel Rei L'Chatchil. He says, Peir Shalom L'Tzorech. So there's a whole thing of Oisin Graf Shel Rei L'Chatchil is Shalom L'Tzorech. Aval L'Tzorech, you go, Zrikas Klipit Be'at Somas L'Faneidum, in other words, if you're eating a meal, so after the meal, there's going to be bones left over. There's going to be all types of things left over. And it's l'tzorach, you have to eat. So that's not a problem of also. That's a big yisod what the Shita Mechubetza says here. And if you look in the Sfas Emes on page 3, he also
he has a kasha. He says the second arrow. He says the beemes tamur loshon haGemara ain osim graf. Lama nikra zeh asiyas graf came to rosh lazmino ulachilu meila nasa. He says why is that asiyas graf shel rei lechatchila? He says you want to invite him. And meila the vatu name beemes devisha rotsul lifnos beveso begraf the osir on veshiyachol asa tzrachol b'chutz. See, the graph of Ray those days, that was a mamish the toilet. I mean, literally, it was the toilet. So he says, is anyone going to say that if a person wants to relieve himself in his house, see, those days, they would go into the sada, whatever. But he didn't have the system. He wants to relieve himself in the house. So is anyone going to say?
They called it a chamber pot.
Yeah. Is anyone going to say that you can't relieve yourself in the house? He also the shiachol also tzrochem b'chutz. So what's this lashon of? So mishtama, like what Rabbi Vorin said before, your house is your house. You're allowed to be in your house, but to bring something in. So maybe that's called, even though it's true you want to invite him, that's your main purpose. But if you know that you're going to invite him, that's going to cause the graf shalrei. So that's graf shalrei l'chatchila. I mean, the Shita Gemetzes says that if it's a tzorach, so no tzorach. So that's the question, just down to what's called a tzorach. I mean, then according to the Sfasemis, there would have to be a tzorach that you want to invite him. Okay, I guess you could always say there's some type of tzorach that you want to invite somebody.
But Rabbi, aren't there some understandings of the chachila and b'dieved that are a little different? You know, that even though you're doing it on purpose, like meaning, yes, the chachila, you know, you're inviting him. That's what you're doing, the chachila. But having, you know, and maybe indirectly that makes this b'dieved situation, you know, unavoidable at the end of the day, but it's still a bidyevid situation. Someone could argue, meaning you didn't want these leftovers here. You know, they're not what's the chachila. You know, and that just because you take an one action that leads to an unwanted side effect, that's not necessarily called the chachila. You know, you know, like I thought that there may be different views, you know, like if something falls into the pot, or maybe you know in advance when you buy it that there's, you know, batel b'shishim in it, you know.
Right,
like,
but the nicer you know that somebody, right, in other words, you're quoting the Tshuva's Radvaz.
Mm.
The Tshuva's Radvaz says that if.
Right.
We know there's a din of Eid Mevad Lidus or Lechatchila. So I can't take something trace and put it in the food. So that's mevatel lechatchila. But what if I buy something from the store that I know has trace ingredients in it? But I wasn't mevatel it. The person in the store was mevatel it.
Right.
So it's not Eidosin. So the Radvaz says that Radvaz has a chiddush. It says that's also Eid mevatel it lechatchila. Because why did you have to bring it into your life?
Right. I thought I heard in a shir that Rav Schechter say that like the whole kashrus industry depends on the fact that we don't follow that Radvaz, I guess. Because otherwise, all these things would still be kosher, a lot of these products.
Yeah, so that's the question, whether that's... Whether that's, you know, whether following ingredients is that, okay, that's a whole different discussion. But this is a different halakha of graf shel rei lechatchila. But if you look at the Chazon Ish, he makes a similar point on page 6. He says, We paskin, you could. So Yesh Lomer says the Chazanish is really the Lochoshi Vasiyas Graf Lechatchila. He's saying that that's good for the point, maybe. The fact that we hold you could, right? In other words, that's only one opinion of the Gemara that said. The other opinion was it's only a Shail on Yontif. But on Shabbos, it's okay. So, but what about Eim Avat Eim Osim Graf Lechatchila Lechatchila? So the board is like what you said, Joe, that you're interested in inviting him. Now, in the Shtalchelus HaDevarim, he's going to come and he's going to drink and he's going to have a leftover. He's going to have a Graf Shorei ultimately, but that's not cool. That's too far remote to say that that's a problem of Eim Avat Lechatchila. Because Lomaisa, the sole discussion we had is only that point to that one mandaber. But the Chazanish said, but we don't pass it like that one mandaber. We pass it only Yontif is us. Shabbos is Mutter. So what about the aim of Enos and Graf Shalrei Lechatchila? So that's the word. That's not cool. That's too far remote to even say that that's called a Graf Shalrei Lechatchila. So that's okay. So that's the an important yisod of what's called the Graf Shalrei Lechatchila and what's not. Well, so let's take a look here in the Mishnah Brura. On page 10 for a second. So we're discussing the klipas, right? If you have klipas that are not roi lachim or machal behema, so then it's muktza. So what happens when you're having a meal, and then there's all types of you're having nuts at the meal, and then there's the shells and all the things that fall on the table. Look on the first line of page 10. In a klipa ruim l'machal behema, also l'taltalam. So then it's also l'taltal. So what do? Elamanair es hatavla v'hei noflu. So basically what you'd have to do is you'd have to tilt the table and then it'll fall on the floor.
So that's a graf shorei. I mean, that's creating something.
Oh, so let's see. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah kuf tezvav. Menah is a tavla. Who daf hamunach al shulchan? They lost him alav halechem. He is a challah board. Food hadid mapa haprusa. V'tam aheter who came in the low metalto biyadai. Who hadid imaviran al yidei davar achin v'gon shemugar or some of the sakin min the mapa the muta. Then because it's tilted menatzah, because you're not taking it directly, you're tilting the table, and the table doesn't become a basis because this is the middle of Shabbos. Basis has to be at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's not a basis. So you're allowed to move the table, because if something is a basis that was booked at the beginning of Shabbos, then the table itself you can't even move. Yeah, you can move the table, you can move the tablecloth, you can move the challah board, because the ma'os happened in the, wherever happened later, it was in the middle of Shabbos. Yeah. So then he says, So he says, it depends how much stuff is there. It's subjective. In other words, if a lot of stuff congregated on the table and it looks, so then you don't even have to be menayer. So then you can just take it off directly. And you look at the bare hater, it says, Minai Hor did Shemutu Lagaran Ode Sakin, Minamapa. Or you can take a knife. You don't have the Minai, you can take a knife and just brush it off with the knife. Came the Lon Noga Bahem Havalai Tilfu Maratzad. That's what the Taz says. Because, so he has a Kasha, the Mesimashun Yun Aleph, Oser Hataz Lidchof Tavu Shehubuk to Ali De Kana. So he said, there's a stira. The Bir Heitev I was just reading now on page 10. He says, Manai is loved after. You could even do it with a knife. Right? That's the Taz says that. But he says, but the Taz in Kuf Shin Yun Aleph says that. And if you move something with a knife, that's called tiltal. That's not called tiltal maratzah. That's called an extension of your hand. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tzadi Hei, he says, the mutter im hu tzarach l'shtamish b'mokom shavuna chak tzamus. So as he says, so the question is, are you allowed to move it with a sakin, or you're not allowed to move with a sakin? So it seems that the Be'er Heitev asks a stira the Taz. Here he says that if you have the tzamus and klipin on the table, so you could move it with a sakin, but that's over here. But in the Shinyur Aleph Sifkot Beis, he asks that. So what's the answer? So he says it depends. If you need to use the place, if you need to use the place, so then it's mutter. The other case was that you didn't need to use the place. You were just doing it to get rid of the atzamas of klipa. It's not like you needed to use the place. Well.
No, but Rebbe, in Shin Yud Aleph is talking about a mace. Over there, it's real muksa. You have to come up with a kunz, either a tinaik or a kikar in order to move it. Over here, it's different. A graf shari is not the same severe status of muksa as a mace.
Yeah. We'll see. We're going to see. Oh, so in the Sefer Ocher Halachas, he points out an interesting idea. It says like this. L'chadchila yiklof ha'atap. L'chadchila yiklof ha'klipas l'malam in ha'ashpa. Page 15. So let's say you're taking an egg, and you're peeling off the shell of an egg. Right? So could you do it on the table and then move it? Or should you do l'chadchila in the garbage so that you don't have to be metalta? Because you're taking the egg, it falls directly into the garbage. He says, l'chadchila yiklof ha'klipas l'malam in ha'ashpa, t'ei sheyiplu l'socha b'yat. Lo yitztarech l'taltal. Ha'klipas she'enem ruyim l'chila asurim b'tiltal. V'im kofam l'malam in ha'shulchan b'toch ha'kara, so that's what he writes here. In other words, look at the bottom, he writes from the Mishnah Cholzeim Kvar Nasa Graf Shalrei Avol Chatchila Kalfin Lamalam Bina Ashpa Teinosim Graf Shalrei Lachatchila. In other words, he says it wouldn't be right. People don't think about this. To peel something, people do this all the time. They'll peel, and then they'll collect the peels, and they'll put it in the garbage. But what gave them a right to collect the peels on the table? This is a graf shalrei. But what gave them right to make the graf shalrei lechatchila? They should have just peeled it on top of the garbage. And therefore it went directly into the garbage, and then you didn't make a graf shalrei lechatchila. But if you peel it on the table, which people normally do, they normally will peel something on the table. So that's a very important ha'ara he's making. That could be a violation of Enosim Graf Shalrei Lechatchila. So that's a very interesting yisod that he's saying. So this is Mamish Osim Graf Shalrei Lechatchila. If you're gonna have the peels or the shells fall on the table. Peanuts, meaning, yeah, peanuts. Whether that's called, The question is, what if you're eating? Would we say that, like, say a person's, that's the way he's eating. He's eating a lot of, he's sitting at the table, they're serving oranges, he's planning to eat a whole bunch of oranges. So every orange he should go, or that's only if he's doing it one time, so let him do it, that's the thing. Is he mechuyev to matriach himself? Say he's eating, pistachio nuts, some type of thing. So every nut he's gonna do it. It's a little hard to believe maybe you could say that's the same thing like we said. Just that's the derech achila.
In the kitchen, they have a choice of peeling eggs on the counter or peeling eggs over the garbage can. I see a option to be mahal to do it over the garbage can.
Right, but if you're in the living room, if you're in the dining room, you're saying, so then the derech is you're eating.
Right. So you don't have to buy shelled peanuts.
You have to go.
Have to buy shelled peanuts? Okay, should I spend my extra money to buy shelled peanuts for my Shalom Zacher?
Yeah, exactly. For Shalom Zacher, so pashtus, people don't do that. Buy the shelled peanuts. So I think what Meir was saying makes a lot of sense. If you're doing something with mamash in the kitchen, so do it on the top of the garbage. Don't do it because the derech. But if you're sitting by the table, you're eating nuts. I don't know. You have to get up every time and peel. It's a little difficult to believe that. That's what Meir is saying. Yeah. Just stop it. As well. Then there's another interesting thing here. The Sefer Chut Shani is by Rav Nissen Karelitz. So Rav Nissen Karelitz was just lifted not too long ago. On page 17, he has a thing. Adam shemutol ol hoti graf shalrei halodei mos. Mutol ol vakesh me adam acher shalagabav ein hu mos. Lo tzio came the light. Echad mutar lotzio azay kulam yesh heter shel hotzas a graf. Famous tabe shemishul day having graf yitzar hotzio. In other words, say you have this graf shalrei, it's annoying somebody. So could he say to someone else, "Can you take it? Can you take it out from me?" Even though for the other person, it's not annoying. If different people have different levels of.
What's called?
No. Right, that's a separate thing. But now the question is like this. This we never talked about before. There was, say it's totally whoever it's most for. So it's most for me, right?
Yeah.
But I'm a little lazy. I don't want to. So I asked someone else to take it off the table. So there was avada. The shiur we had before is if it's most for one person, does that make it graf terrain? So the, yeah, because every person has his own shiur. But the question is for the other person. Now we're saying a different word. We're saying now the other person. It's not most for him. So, but it's still muktzah.
You have to go whether it's most for that particular person.
In other words, the two shailas here. Shaila is what makes a graf shel rei. So it's most, right? But say it's most for me, not most for somebody else. So you're right. So therefore, it's a graf shel rei for the person who's most for. In other words, you have the same scenario in somebody else's house, it would be usher because he's not makpid. And this fellow is a graf shel rei. Graf shel rei is not the same for everybody. But now he's saying a different word. What if avada it's most for Reuven and it's not most for Shimon? So Reuven definitely could take him, but it's a graf shel rei for Reuven. But now, but Reuven is a little bit lazy, so he asked Shimon, "Tut me a toiva, take this stuff and throw it in the garbage." Could Shimon say no? But for me, it's muktzah. I'm not allowed to do it. So that's his chiddush. That once it's a graf shel rei for somebody. And even though the other person's not, so if this guy wouldn't be here, if this guy says, I'm going home now, and then the other guy is not Machmir, it would be also Gomer for him to move it. But since the guy who it's most for is still in the room, and he is a little lazy, he doesn't want to get up and remove it, so he has a right to tell someone else who is not a mom because he's helping the other fellow. It's not considered like you're doing a malach to him. There's a graf shel rei, and since one person in the room, it stares, then it's a graf shel rei, l'gabi that person. If that person stays in the room, so in other words, the chiddush is the heter of tiltel of graf shel rei is not a heter only for the person that it's most for, it's heter for even someone else, as long as the person who's most for is still in the room. That's his chiddush. That's a chiddush. Because you could have said, no, for the person that it's most for him it's a graf shel rei, so let him move it. He has a chiv to move it. He can't get someone else to do it because for him, the other person, it's muktzah.
What if he's on his, what if he's on his way to the room and it's going to be disgusting to him when he gets there? Can the other person move it before he arrives?
In other words, you know that somebody is going to come into your house and
you don't want guests, right?
Oh, yeah, so we're going to, that's also, I think that Rav Parfens has a shuv on that something. We'll see. I mean, yes, over here on page 20. We'll get to that shortly. Okay, but for now I'm shtelling on what Rav Nissen Karelin says. So he says that's a more dicker thing. It's an interesting cooler. He says a lot of interesting chidushim, Rav Nissen Karelin. His farm are all the interesting chidushim. He writes a lot of interesting farm.
Rabbi, maybe you can give a raya for Rav Nissen, like the following. Let's say.
Let me just read it again what he said. One second. This Adam Shemutul Lohotzi Graf Shel Rei, Tavali Didi Mos, Mutul Lo Levakich Me Adam Acher, Shalagaba Inu Mos, Hotziu, came in the Lachem, Mutul Lotziu, as I Lukulam Yeshetta Shal Hotzos Agraf, famous Tabish Shemishal Didi Avigraf, it's Tarh Hotziu. But the word is like this. The previous Shishir we discussed, it's only taka graf shel rei if it's most. It's not, but the chiddush is, but once it's most for one person, so if that person leaves, so then there's no din of graf shel rei here. But if he stays here, then and so taka it's not a graf shel rei for the other fellow, but that other it's still a heter tilto for the other person that's not a graf shel rei. That's what he's saying, which is an interesting chiddush. Because the graf shel rei is the metzias of what it stares the whole room. So anyone in the room can say, it stares me, so can you do me a favor and take it out for me? Because I'm a little bit tired now. Do me a favor, take it out. So you can take it out because even though for you it's not a graph shor. Yeah, so what are you saying, Ari?
So the legabe bira, let's say I have a carrot in the soup. I don't want it. For me, it's psilis, but you love carrots. So even though for me it's psilis, I can give it to you because it's not necessarily telling in me. Meaning my bira because of my seheta, because legabe you, it's a oich.
And who's going to eat it? And who's I don't want the carrot.
You want the carrot. I don't want the carrot.
Right, it's in the soup.
It's in the soup, and I'm giving it to you. Let's just assume it's.
Why are you giving it to me? Why are you giving it to me?
I'm giving it to you because you like carrots, but I don't like carrots. To me, I don't like.
So it's staring your soup.
It's staring my soup. So can I give you the test?
So it's soilless for you, but it's oichel for me. So could you go ahead and remove soilless from the oichel?
Yeah.
But you're doing it for me. For me, it's oichel. Yeah. So do.
So I think some poskim are making in that shaila.
So you think if Yohel is making on this? Is it,
yeah, it's that interesting. Interesting. I thought.
Maybe. Okay, interesting. And the Harford Asiya has a piece of that.
One second. So you're saying that example of Bora is a raya to the Chiddush?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah, that's what Ari Feldman is saying. Yeah, you want to see? On page 21. Who asked the question about the guests? Joe, you asked that? Who asked the question about the guests that are coming into the house?
Yeah, me in combination with somebody else.
Okay. So look at on page 21 on the top right. In other words, you were eating at the table. You were alone at the table. So you're eating, and there's all kinds of schmutz around, peels and this and that. And now a couple of guests are coming. So for you, it would be fine. But for the guests, Chorobi Dover Moss. So he says, Yish like Janisha Shiari Oichon Hamukzin Allah Shulchan. Fubi Tar Atzmu Eru Machbin Ale. Ava Orchim Odim Lovo Levakro. But he's the guests are coming in 10 minutes. Who Dover Moss La Orchim? She canceled the Levakro Limto Dover Zer La Shulchan. Right? You could preempt. If you know that you don't have to wait to the Orchim to come. It's like someone told me from Rav Bix, that's all. He says, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos if you're in a lot of pain. Right? Because even a cholish eimbo sakana could take medicine. Cholish yeshbo sakana is for sure. But even a cholish, there's an Isser Gundarabad of sort of Elimelech Leibowitz told me from Rabbi once that you don't have to wait to get the migraine. If you know the migraine's going to come, you could take the medicine now to prevent it. You don't have to wait for it to come and say, now I have a head. So the same thing over here. You don't have to wait for the Orchim to come. It's, now the Orchim are here and that's uncomfortable. Now you can say, no. Since you know they're coming and it's going to be in an uncomfortable situation and it's going to be most for them when they come, they may not show up. But they say they're coming. So you can assume they're coming.
Yeah, but the next paragraph is interesting.
Yeah, of all the stab the Ainu Mos Klapeyan, Rashan said their heritage Ainu Minhani, Musta Kabul Orchim Surkazer, he's a Nichol Machal Hetu, began the show Graf Shalrei. So he says, it has to be that they're really, so that's going to be hard to know.
Well, I'm only doing it because my Mechatanim are coming over.
Yeah, so maybe Mechatanim in their own house, they'll do the same thing. They'll keep the same book.
Right. If you're just visiting me.
But you have to, but since you're the Balabais, you have to show respect to them That's what. So he's saying. So he thinks that the. But if you say like what he's saying in the second paragraph, Ein lo dor sof, how are you going to ever know what really, you know? This is a stabber. They made him most klapei him. Actually, mitzad midas derech eretz. I think maybe not like him. Because maybe mitzad the. It was your.
I'm uncomfortable.
Somebody's gonna come to my house. That was. I always have a seder. When we come home from shul or Shabbos morning, they come home 9 o'clock, and then I make kiddush, and you know there's mezonos on the table and different things. And then we have guests coming at 11:30 for the soup. So I make sure that the table's cleaned off. You know, everything is set for when the guests are going to come. Because if not, it doesn't look nice for me. So it, you know, so even though maybe talk in their house, they would have the same thing there. But it could be that the mitzad, since it's mitzad midas derech eretz, it's not nice. So then it shares for me. So then, so that's what I would think. Not like what he's saying. Or else, Ein lo dor sof, how are you going to know?
We spoke about moving matches on Kavod Shabbos.
Yeah, right. Moving matches on Kavod Shabbos is.
But you can't. Not everything that's uncomfortable, I guess you have to know the levels.
Yeah, what's called. Right, so what's the level of. It depends how. Right, that we said, Graf Shal Rei is the question. What's the where's the bar? And he speaks here in the next Shuva 21 about after lunch, is the table is Meluchloch, but you can go to a different room. So are you mechuyev to go to a different room? So in other words, some people have in my house, it's two rooms, all one room. It's, you know, you have an apartment. We could walk through it all the time. So I remember I was once in a... It was once someplace, Mamish a mansion. So Mamish, you can go to a different part of the, this was such a big mansion that the part of the house was used only in Vachadik and Shabbos Dik, two different, so that was Mamish.
Or if you're sitting by a simcha, you can move to another table.
Yeah.
I don't have to clean the table, I can move to a clean table.
Yeah. So that's what he said, that you buy
Rabbi, also, can't you get around the whole shaila if you have, let's say, pas on the table and some other bits of food, and then you don't have a shaila at all to take, let's say, the tablecloth off? Let's say use the plastic tablecloth.
Okay, that's different. Yeah,
then the question is why you do... Right. Shaila, what are you doing? And then he quotes about, discuss about the halchane issue.
No, but even if you're doing it to get rid of the nuts, if you also have pieces of pus, there's not a heter to take the table.
I know you used to say whether it's a bustus ladover, mutter ladover, os.
Yeah, so let's say Leil Shabbos. You have Einik Shabbos nuts, you have mezainis, cookies, all these things. And there's crumbs of cookies, there's nuts, shells on the table. You can't take the tablecloth off?
And then you want to take the plastic tablecloth off.
Yeah, you want to take the plastic tablecloth. So when you take it off, it has mezainis, it has everything.
Yeah. So what do you want to say? That it should be
mutter. Say that's different. You're not being metatal just the Graf Shari, or you're also being metatal the mezainis or the plastic, whatever else is on the table.
Yeah. But the stuff that's edible, you're not going to take off.
No, I mean, if you have a whole cookie, yeah. But if you have crumbs or, you know, bits and pieces that, you know, people drop.
So it's Roy the Machal Behema. You think it's Roy the Machal Behema?
Yeah, it's right. If it's in Roy for a person, just no one eats it because it's from other people's mouths and it's on the table. But it's a Mazinus. It's not Muxa. Would that make it better?
That is, say you have cookies on the table and half cookies from people's. So no one would eat it. But it's still a behema would eat it.
Oh, a behema would definitely eat it.
Right. So a behema would eat it. A behema doesn't know from germs.
Yeah.
A behema's not holding from germs. So then it's Royal Machel behema, so it's Oichel.
That if you have a chasichos pas on the table,
So you could. So you could be metaltal the car out of a pass. You love being metaltal. I'll give him a so so much. Most of any from some workshop.
Yeah. So what do you have if you have Jewish waiters? Yeah.
Yeah. And you say the kara is a basis. It's a basis the heter of the issue. Okay, so then he can do it. Yeah, but that's the famous yisod from the mashag for hachana is only if you're doing it to save time. As if you're not doing it to save time, you want to remove it, not because you want to save time in Motzai Shabbos. If you're doing it to save time in Motzai Shabbos, then it's hachana. The example he gives like this. They used to have the goyim milk the cows on Shabbos. They milk the cows on Shabbos. So you want to go there on Shabbos, so it'll be Chol Yisrael. But you're not going to have the milk till after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you'll come and get the milk. So you're allowed to do that. So he says, yeah, because you would have come on Motzai Shabbos also. It's probably we want to save time. But on Motzai Shabbos, they're not milking. So that's why you're coming now. Not to save time. It's now or never. If you don't go now, they're not going to milk till another couple of days. You're not going to get it. So then that's not called hachana. Even though the maisi do get to prepare for after, but not everything that's called preparing is called hachana. It says hachana is when you're doing something dafka to save time. For example, when something is mutter mechamel to move mechamel itself, chisham lachto heter or whatever, so it should get ruined. It's mutter even mechamel itself. So why isn't that hachana? You're not using it now. Because the answer is, if I don't take it now, it's going to get ruined. If it's getting ruined, I'm not going to be able to use it. So it's an upshot. If I have a fork outside in the backyard, it's all mukhaf machitzas. I leave it there, it's going to get ruined. The sun is going to beat down on it, it's going to get ruined. I don't need it now. I don't need it now, but I want to take it in so it shouldn't get ruined. Even though I'm not using it till the chol, so that's the word that the Marshak says. That's mutter, because you're not doing it. You're doing it. You don't want it to get ruined. It's not pshat. You do it to save time. You would do it just as easily after Shabbos, but after Shabbos it might have get ruined already. Just stayed out in the sun too long. Same thing with the chaliva. So that's a different aspect. That's the hachana aspect. But so we see here, Rav Harfus says another thing that was a little interesting to me. I just want to see that he has about tissues. I don't know. You tell me what you think. On page 20. Kinech apo b'niya tishu. Echdisu l'tof kiso. I don't know. Did he put it in his pocket? Okay. Did he take it out? I don't know. What do you say? So he wants to say that it's usher.
The people, they reuse tissues.
Right. So I guess, right, people reuse tissues. So you have to say like that. That's what a friend of mine once said. You have to say, he says a whole thing that shouldn't be a heter because once it's in your tissue, what's in your pocket, then you don't have the heter of Graf Shalrei anymore. Because you don't see, if you have the tissues on the table, then it's, you know, I don't know, ain't no dollar self. You know, you want to go outside and you say you don't use the Erev, but there's no Erev. You take the tissues out. So you have to say, like what Ari Sheldon said, that you have to say that anything you can reuse. That's what one of my friends said to me.
You could say that for anything, though. Almost anything you could reuse. You could use it for something.
Yeah. So he has a svar here to put it on the table underneath the sitter, and afterwards, I just shut this out.
Yeah,
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah. So the pashas you have to say what Ari Feldman said. The mustama is always something that you could reuse. One of my friends said a svar like that in a different case as well. Okay, so these are some yesodas about Graf Shalrei lechatchila. We saw the Shita Mekubetzes. If there's a tzorach, that's called lechatchila. And then, of course, the Shaila, what Chazanish said, Mazmin Agoy, Lebaskon is Mutter. So it must be that's not called a problem of Osim Graf Shalrei lechatchila. Graf Shalrei lechatchila is like the case we had last week, that there's something also the in one of the rooms, but you know you don't go to that room anyway. So what's the problem? So you move your bed specifically into that room, so you can say it. That's the case in the Gemara of Graf Shalrei lechatchila. Because what do you have? You don't need that room. You're not planning to sleep there. Now you make you the room. You move the bed specially. So now I can call it a Graf Shalrei. That's a classic example of Enos and Graf Shalrei lechatchila. Okay, Rav Moshe, it's good to see everybody. Bez Hashem, next week, Bez Hashem should all be well, and we should see everyone. Bez Hashem. Kol Tov. Good Shabbos. Good well. Kol Tov.
Thank you.
Kol Tov. Thank you, Rabbi Simon. Kol Tov.
Kol Tov. Good. Kol Tov.